Welcome to NCPDP's podcast, Raising the Standards. It's what we do, it's what we're known for, and it's what we'll continue to do to make healthcare better, safer, more convenient, and efficient. In this podcast episode, NCPDP's president and CEO, Leanne Stemper, speaks with Todd Grover, the president, CEO, and co-founder of Pharmacy Focus, an NCPDP elite partner. Listen to learn how and why Pharmacy Focus made the leap from just technical partner to an elite partner as well. How support for DataQ and Rescue is an investment back in the industry, and how the Pharmacy Focus team leveraged their membership in NCPDP to propel their company growth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of NCPDP's podcast series, Raising the Standards. I am Leanne Stemper, President and CEO of NCPDP. My guest today is Todd Grover, President and CEO and co-founder of Pharmacy Focus. Pharmacy Focus is one of NCPDP's technology partners for our database products. Pharmacy Focus also is one of NCPDP's elite partners who support the work of NCPDP with a high and sustained level of financial support. Welcome, Todd. Tell us, why is this support of NCPDP so important to you and your organization?
Hey, Leanne. Good to talk to you today. We see NCPDP as fundamental to the ecosystem of payers, PBMs, pharmacies, and actually preparing for today, I actually looked up the definition of ecosystem to see if it kind of reflected what I was thinking. And the general definition is a complex network of or interconnected system, and that definitely describes the pharmacy industry. Pharmacy Focus builds tools to enable industry stakeholders to work together, ultimately to better serve the patient. So we're very much aligned with NCPDP and its role in the industry. Our relationship with NCPDP began in 2006 as both a new member and a vendor. And over the years, our company's grown, our services and solutions offerings have grown, and part of our natural progression was to become an NCPDP elite partner. We owe a lot to NCPDP and to the industry, and we thought this was really our best way to support it, stay engaged through things like work groups and the annual meeting. The industry has long embraced NCPDP standards as the foundation to the millions of pharmacy transactions that happen every day. Our goal as a technical partner to NCPDP is to support NCPDP's pharmacy profile, which is the DataQ and Rescue products, because we think it should be the standard for pharmacy credentials.
Thanks, Todd. We do have a long-standing relationship with Pharmacy Focus. I remember when we first began working with your company, which was then known as ChainDrugstore.net, on what was to become our DataQ product. One of the things that I will remember for the rest of my life was the first time that we broke bread together at a business dinner. In getting to know one another, we spent some time talking about our families and the things that we enjoy doing. I began by sharing with you the normal things we did as a family, but to this day, I still remember your sharing that your family enjoyed having several reptiles in your home, which was something I was definitely not expecting. What I mean by that is that I am deathly, and I say deathly, afraid of lizards, snakes, spiders, and other varmints. It was just unimaginable for me to even comprehend why a perfectly intelligent man, much less his entire family, would allow them to live in their home. This was definitely scary stuff for me. Happily, regardless of our completely opposite feelings about reptiles, we aligned on all that mattered to achieving our shared goals. We have had a very successful working relationship and deeply appreciate you stepping up over the last several years to support the standards development work of NCPDP as our elite partner. What do you see as the greatest strategic alignment of interest between Pharmacy Focus and NCPDP?
Well, at Pharmacy Focus, we feel the NCPDP pharmacy profile should be the source of truth. You know, who a pharmacy is, how to reimburse a pharmacy, how to credential a pharmacy. For example, credentialing a pharmacy network, there's no competitive advantage for a payer or PBM. Credentialing is a cost, and everyone has to do it. So why go it alone? There's so many advantages to working together as an industry. It drives down costs and also makes it much easier for the pharmacy operators who have the task of reporting all the data, supplying all the documents. So as a vendor to NCPP, we continually enhance the value of NCPP's pharmacy profile. We promote the use of NCPP pharmacy databases as a prerequisite to some of our product offerings in the area we call pharmacy relationship management, or our PRM. Our PRM platform helps PBMs, payers, PSAOs, pharmacy operators leverage their investment in data queue and rescue products, integrate that data with their workflow to enroll a pharmacy, change a pharmacy relationship, process a pharmacy change of ownership, bottom line, help manage the pharmacy network. Our PRM solution requires our clients to license data queue and rescue. For us, it just ensures a critical baseline of pharmacy data. And at the same time, and really just as important, the support for data queue and rescue is an investment back into the industry and is funding all the positive things that NCPDB does with that investment.
You make an excellent point, Todd. Your support for data queue and rescue as part of your product offerings is an investment back in the industry. And all our customers who subscribe to those databases are investing back into the industry as well. The sale of our data queue and rescue databases represents more than 70% of NCPDP's revenue, which largely supports the work that NCPDP and our members do to develop our standards. And those standards benefit nearly every industry stakeholder through more efficient operations, cost savings, and improved patient care. Todd, you are involved with data queue and rescue. Can you describe what you do for NCPDP?
Yeah, definitely. As a proud technical partner to NCPDP, as you mentioned, in 2006, we helped NCPDP bring the pharmacy profile online and launch it as the data queue database product. And it's hard to believe that was, 15, 16 years ago. Since then, data queue has been expanded to include credentialing, which is NCPDP's rescue product. That rescue product is essentially helping industry stakeholders meet the wide array of federal regulations around pharmacy credentialing. Fraud, waste, and abuse attestations were added to meet CMS requirements. And more recently, NCPDP introduced APIs and single sign-on functionality. This enables data queue and rescue products to get real-time access to the data and the tools. And last year, we completed significant infrastructure application and database upgrades that enabled NCPDP to move the data queue and rescue products to a secure Azure cloud.
Well, Todd, NCPDP is fortunate to have Pharmacy Focus as a strategic technical partner. You and your team have stayed at the forefront of emerging industry needs, particularly those resulting from government rules and regulations. As regular attendees of NCPDP task groups and work groups, you actively listen to NCPDP members from many stakeholder groups as they express their data needs. And you've also enabled NCPDP to improve and evolve pharmacy data products that help payers, PBMs, pharmacies, manufacturers, as well as other healthcare companies comply with regulations and transact business more successfully. With each evolution of data queue and rescue, we've experienced increased demand for these data tools. With the introduction of real-time data APIs, for example, we saw soaring API usage of data queue as well as rescue. This access to real-time accurate pharmacy data gives organizations the ability to better manage data that is constantly changing and changing daily. Real-time access to NCPDP's pharmacy data is especially valuable in helping health plans comply with the up-to-date provider directory information required by the federal No Surprise Act. Of late, we're also seeing more interest in rescue pharmacy profiles that now include the list of immunizations that each pharmacy administers. Rescue also now allows pharmacies to list all the clinical services that they can provide. This aligns with NCPDP's commitment to provide data and standards that support the expanding role of the pharmacist as a clinical provider and member of a coordinated care team. Todd, NCPDP has spent a lot of time and resources ensuring pharmacy data is safe and secure. Can you expand a bit on your previous point about the infrastructure impacting upgrades to DataQ and Rescue?
Sure. As you can imagine, upgrading the entire platform was a really big task. From the hardware, the software applications, and the database, even the way the platform was hosted. And it wasn't just a technology task, but an organizational task. The NCPDB board was very involved in making sure that NCPDB data products and services would remain secure and, importantly, always available. The board was proactive and invested significant resources. The work was completed in 2020 and 2021. But I also want to extend some kudos to the pharmacy support and data team at NCPDB. These upgrades to the entire platform required a lot of understanding of how pharmacies and subscribers use the applications and the data, a lot of testing, and a lot of coordination with our development team.
Thank you, Todd, for your comment on the pharmacy support and data team members. We are really very proud of them, as you can imagine. They are extremely knowledgeable and helpful to nearly 20,000 pharmacies per month who are updating their profiles in both DataQ and Rescue. This, by the way, means 25% of the 80,000 pharmacy profiles in the database are being updated each month. The big investment that we both have made in the infrastructure upgrade also assists pharmacies in correctly submitting updates to their profiles in a standardized manner. This increases pharmacy data collection accuracy, which in turn helps ensure the value and reliability of NCPDP's pharmacy data. So, Todd, aside from the value you bring to DataQ and Rescue, what are some of the ways Pharmacy Focus works with NCPDP stakeholders?
Well, we have two primary lines of business, the PRM platform and a drug pricing analytics solution we call predictive acquisition costs. The PRM platform we briefly touched on a little bit earlier enables PBMs, PSAOs, pharmacies to manage all the various workflows related to pharmacy network management activities, such as enrollment and credentialing. In addition, it's a secure platform that's used for things like sending communications directly to pharmacies, securely publishing drug price lists to meet various state transparency requirements, and enabling interactive pharmacy directories. The predictive acquisition cost, which is referred to PAC in the industry, is produced by a partnership between Pharmacy Focus and a company called Path3 Analytics. PAC enables powerful business solutions to solve some of the most complex drug pricing challenges in the pharmacy industry today. And since PAC's introduction in 2012, it's been adopted across the supply chain, and many of our clients are NCPDP members.
So you just talked about PBMs, PSAOs, and pharmacies using the pharmacy relationship management platform. Is that what you mean by across the supply chain when talking about PAC?
It is. Between PAC and PRM, we support approximately 30 PBMs, a couple dozen pharmacy chains and PSAOs, both large and regional drug wholesalers, as well as pharmaceutical manufacturers. We may be a small organization, but we feel we bring a lot to the industry, and many of those relationships came from our involvement with NCPDP.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear you say that, Todd, that many of your industry relationships come from your involvement in NCPDP. We hear this all the time. The relationships formed at NCPDP have given birth to multiple companies and countless business deals over the past 40 years. In fact, we have formalized a group within NCPDP called the PTI Accelerator. It engages innovators like Pharmacy Focus to learn about NCPDP and align their disruptive technologies with our standards to keep the pharmacy industry moving forward in new and innovative ways. I am very pleased that you have benefited so much from your involvement at NCPDP. Yours is a great example of how to make the most of your membership to support your organization's continued growth. Todd, I have truly enjoyed our conversation today. Thank you for your continued partnership, the time you have spent in understanding our business, your enhancements to our products, and your high-level investment in the work of NCPDP. I believe ours is an all-around win-win relationship.